And now this is a dictation for Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E, October 959. Address as a letter to Pace, P-A-C-E, 953-5801. Dear Sirs at Pace, post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Wallace. He developed acute on chronic renal failure in relation to partial small bowel obstruction and exposure to lisinopril at the time of vomiting, poor oral intake, and ileostomy losses. Kidney function did improve, did not require dialysis. Denies the use of oxygen or CPAP machine, uses a cane, keeping hydration, no further vomiting, no blood in the stools, good urination. I did an extensive review, system being negative. He remains off lisinopril. Today, blood pressure 126/81. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, ileostomy, bile-like material, without bleeding, no abdominal distension tenderness, prior left side below the knee amputation, minor edema right-sided, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from yesterday. Creatinine up to 2.18, a discharge 1.86. Low sodium, high potassium, severe metabolic acidosis, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, present GFR 33. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute on chronic renal failure, off lisinopril, continue to monitor chemistries, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We discuss about diet, keeping an eye on high potassium. His bicarbonate needs to increase to 3 times a day. Acidosis in relation to ileostomy, but also renal failure. Most recent phosphorus not elevated. There has been recent anemia. Continue to monitor to decide for EPO treatment. All questions answered. No indication for dialysis. End of dictation.